First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuba and St. Lucia strengthen bilateral ties.
Cuba ratifies support to foreign investors operating on the island.
Venezuelan foreign minister slams John Bolton as man stuck in Cold War.
Strikes and labor actions spread across Honduras.
And now the news in detail.
The Prime Minister of St. Lucia, Alain Chastanet, received Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Wednesday. During the encounter, both exchanged about the good state of bilateral relations, which will mark their 40th anniversary this year, 2019. We exchanged about the positive bilateral relations and ratified the common will to strengthen the bonds between our countries, Minister Bruno Rodriguez wrote on Twitter. Rodriguez also met with Sir Emmanuel Neville, St. Lucia's Governor General, to whom he ratified Cuba's willingness to follow up on and strengthen the existing cooperation ties, particularly in projects linked to healthcare and the training of professionals. The top Cuban diplomat also visited the ophthalmology center of the Victoria Hospital and met with Cuban professionals working in the small Caribbean island nation. Prior to St. Lucia, the foreign minister visited Trinidad and Tobago. This Caribbean tour will continue and will also take him to Guyana and Barbados. It will conclude on June 18th.
Cuban authorities reiterated to foreign companies operating on the island their full support in face of possible demands that may arise as a result of the implementation of the Title III of the Helms-Burton Act. In a meeting convened at the National Hotel in Havana, Antonio Luis Carricarte, Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, reiterated on Wednesday that according to Law 80, known as Reaffirmation of Cuban Dignity and Sovereignty Act, the U.S. anti-Cuban law is unenforceable and does not have any legal value or effect in Cuban territory. Also speaking at the meeting was the Director General for the United States of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Carlos Fernandez de Cosío. He told participants that the U.S. is intent on applying additional measures against Cuba with the purpose of suffocating the economy, generating shortages, damaging productive processes and social services in order to harm the standard of living of the population. However, he noted that for the last 60 years, Cuba has been enduring U.S. hostility and that it has acquired the capacity to adjust its economy and to take the necessary measures to counter the impact of those U.S. measures. Fernandez de Cosío added that the current legislation makes the Helms-Burton Law inapplicable on the island and provides protection to the economy and its links with foreign partners. He also stated that Cuba does not intend to interrupt the degree of interaction that it has established with the U.S. society in recent years. Foreign businessmen in Cuba took advantage of the meeting to confirm their desire to accompany the economic development of the Caribbean island and criticized current U.S. pressures.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza took to Twitter to respond to U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton's recent comments about the Bolivarian Republic, Cuba, and Nicaragua. Arreaza tweeted, "We reject Ambassador John Bolton's absurd, false, malicious, and perverse statements on Venezuela. It's no surprise that he has failed in every step he's taken. He completely ignores the country's reality. A man stuck in the period of the Cold War." The Venezuelan top diplomat highlighted Bolton's constant references to the Monroe Doctrine, which calls for Washington's interference in the affairs of the countries in the Western Hemisphere. He added, "Even worse, by threatening Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua, Ambassador John Bolton clings to the ancient Monroe Doctrine of over 200 years ago. He doesn't understand that the free people of our Americas own their destinies in the context of a multipolar world. He needs a history advisor.
The Honduran Association of Taxis is the latest group to join the protests that have been spreading throughout Honduras, announcing plans to continue their strike to demand that subsidies from the federal government match those of other urban public transport drivers. Association members are contesting the land transport law reform, which will increase the cost of fuel and permit renewals. Although they are the only taxi organization holding a strike, they will not be alone in the streets. Teachers, students, and doctors have been demonstrating for weeks, rejecting the privatization of health and education sectors promoted by the Juan Orlando Hernández administration. Ending police brutality against protesters has also been added to their list of demands, as well as impartial investigations into those cases. A demonstration earlier this week led to violence after police and military personnel attempted to control protesters using aggressive tactics. Acts of vandalism have ignited, inflaming the large-scale protests and causing further chaos.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news with Lena Valverde.
The representative of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Investment in Santiago de Cuba, Maria Luisa Bueno, says the celebration of the 16th Expo Caribe International Trade Fair is particularly important in the context of the stepped-up U.S. hostility towards Cuba. Bueno said that the participation of entrepreneurs from 22 countries and the presence of national exporters and importers at the event demonstrate the interest and confidence generated by the Cuban market in the international arena in spite of recent developments like the implementation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Act. Expo Caribe Trade Fair is returning to Santiago de Cuba after 11 years. It will coincide with the 25th anniversary of the Association of Caribbean States, the ACS. It will be held at the Heredia Theater Exhibit Grounds from June 19th through the 22nd. An advantage for the progress of trade among Caribbean states with Cuba is the brand new multipurpose terminal at the Guillermo Moncada in the eastern city of Santiago that will be instrumental for the boosting of maritime trade in the Caribbean area.
The famous sea wall, known in Havana as El Malecón, will undergo construction changes starting in 2020 as part of a program to minimize coastal flooding in that populous area of the Cuban capital. As part of the state plan to confront climate change, known as Tarea Vida, Life Task, the structural changes will try to minimize flooding resulting from tidal waves and heavy rains. Yuermes Gonzalez, director of the Center for Hydraulic Research of the José Antonio Echevarría Technological University of Havana, explained that the process will be conducted through four stages. He pointed out that the current structure is not efficient enough to dissipate the energy of the waves, and therefore they surpass the height of the wall. The expert added that recent studies show that its effects on Havana's seawall will be much greater than what it was estimated some years ago, and he anticipated that when the four reconstruction stages are completed, flooding in the area will be greatly reduced.
U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says that Lula da Silva was imprisoned in a politicized prosecution that denied him a fair trial and due process, calling for his immediate release. Sanders told the Intercept web-based publication that Lula should not only be freed, but his conviction should be annulled. During his presidency, Lula oversaw huge reductions in poverty and remains Brazil's most popular politician, Sanders told The Intercept. And he added, I stand with political and social leaders across the globe who are calling on Brazil's judiciary to release Lula and annul his conviction. Sanders' statement came after the online publication released exclusive evidence showing that the presiding judge in the case, Sergio Moro, conspired with prosecutors to illegally prosecute Lula and prevent him from participating in the 2018 presidential elections later won by the far-right politician Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro later placed Moro in the newly created Ministry of Justice position, giving him power to oversee the entire judiciary branch, among other responsibilities.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba and St. Lucia strengthen bilateral ties.
Cuba ratifies support to foreign investors operating on the island.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister slams John Bolton as man stuck in Cold War.
Strikes and labor actions spread across Honduras.